CPA Mobile.
You out of your cage this afternoon, W2T sitting at home.
On my way up here to Tractor Supply, I talked with Tom. I even got a 2.5 on one of my insults. I tell you, if he's keeping a scoreboard or anything, he's probably had to start a new one.
Well, you know, that's one of the things you got to think about sometimes when you're dealing with him. You know, he does keep score, and also he knows when you've reached your limit and what to do about it. So, you know, you got to keep an eye on him. He tallies everything up. Did you know that?
Well, you know, it's all in fun and games, I guess. But you know, I just don't want to walk up there and get shot either. You know, he keeps inviting me up there. Maybe he wants to get a close range shot at me or something, so he doesn't miss.
I think he would probably not miss. He's a pretty good shot about things. So, you know, you just want to be careful around him, because he does keep up with what's going on. And if you slide in the wrong way now, he's gonna let you know it right fast.
I reckon so. Well, what are you up to today?
Not a whole lot of anything. I've been dealing with my back giving me problems for the last 2 days, and I have pretty much stayed here at the house. I didn't get out anything and go anywhere today. I had a couple of things scheduled to be done, but did not get involved with them. Hopefully, I've called the doctor's office, and I'm going to get an appointment to go see him next week sometime soon. So I'm just working my way down through things. You know how that goes when you're not feeling good.
Sorry to hear that. I tell you, there ain't nothing worse than having your back hurt on you. Yeah, it ain't no fun. Well, changing the subject, I guess I just answered my question. You know, they're building, I'm right here at North Super Road in Wade Hampton. They're building a structure there, steel structure, and I think it's going to be a Chase Bank, or maybe it's just financed by Chase Bank. I don't know. Do you know what's going up there?
No, haven't heard. Haven't been over in that area recently, so I couldn't tell you what's going on over there. But you know, things are on the rise around here, because there's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of new construction going on. Of course, they've started construction on the new ball field downtown Spartanburg, so that's going to be good. And Spartanburgers will be playing there next season, so. You know, we'll have a pro ball team back in Spartanburg again.
That'd be nice. I know, you know, there's a lot of people enjoying the one down there, you know, on the west end, or at the west end, I guess I should say. And, so anyway, sure brings in a lot of people, and you know, for the restaurants and all the other stores there too. And so anyway, it's definitely a money maker.
Anything in the pro sports area is, and all. But it's been a long number of years since Spartanburg's not had a team, and be glad to see him back over here. I guess it's going to be Class A ball here, but it's a farm team for one of the big league teams. So I guess we'll see what happens when they get wound up, get started here, and we'll see where they go, as they say.
Well, that'll be interesting. I hope that goes well for him. I tell you, I've been, I watch different things on Facebook, and I like to watch these truckers that drive with cameras, and, you know, they show all kinds of crazy stuff. And then, what's the other one that's so wild? Gosh, I can't even think of it now. But anyway, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there to watch. You can entertain yourself for an hour or two if you want to.
Yeah, if you don't have anything else to do, there's some interesting things that do pop up online, and, you know, some of it's good, some of it's bad. It's just, you know, you have to decide what you want to look at and whether it's good for you or not, and then you decide whether you're going to want to watch it any further and go from there. Oh, so how are you feeling? Are you feeling any better?
I'm doing better. I'm still not, getting out in the heat, because I don't need the sweat. And but I mean, I do, I do easy stuff outside that doesn't require a lot of effort, and but the bad thing is this antibiotic I'm taking, the doctor told me it would make me very lethargic and fatigued, and boy, it does. I mean, you just have trouble putting one foot in front of the other. It's just unreal. I've never seen anything like it, but anyway, if it works, I'll take it.
Well, there are things out there these days for medication that do the job, but then you wonder if they're, you know, how your body's reacting to it. And it's, you know, it's different things, different ways, different how. It's all a case of, you know, how is everybody, you know, reacting to the medication that they're taking and things like that. So, I don't know. It's just a case of you just kind of watch what you're doing and watch what's going on, and, you know, take your medications like the doctor suggests you do and things like that. And I'm hoping to get an appointment next week, early next week, to see my doctor and see if he can tell me something, what's going on with my back here, because it's been giving me fits for the last few days. So, and all, in fact, I was going to take somebody out, and we were going to go down to Clemson for a performance tonight down there at the barbershop event that's going on this weekend. But it's just, my back has just said, I don't want to go there. We're not going to go spend time sitting in this place. I have to keep things from stiffening up on me. So I get up, walk a while, then come back and sit back down and can do some more and all. So anyway, David, well, good to hear you. Good to hear you out there, and glad you're getting better, even if it's slowly. You like, they really do. So anyway, you take it easy, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T, 73.
It's only because you won't listen to Dr. Tom in Geraldton.
Good Lord, there's that QRM. Did you hear that, Rusty?
Yeah, it's just that noise. I heard it on here earlier today. I thought it was somebody else, so I walked away.
Well, I'm glad you got to hear me. Anyway. anyways, I got a real extremely bad hit on my back this morning. Thought I was going to pass out there by the tin barn, Rusty. But Bernice suggested putting that tins unit on. You can go to Walmart if you don't have one and buy one of those things for, oh, used to be less than $30. Some even less than that. And I might even have a spare one here you can have. But I'd have to check. But the tens unit, we put it on, and I wasn't hardly able to walk. And now I just come back in from outside putting up a new transmitter battery and a chicken alarm out there. Go ahead, Dave.
73 is Rusty, if you're still in there. I am sitting in the driveway here, Tom, so I'm going to have to bail on you. And got a little project going here, so try to get it done before it does me in. But anyway, you take care of that back, and if you need me to, I can come up there and stick my knee in your back and pull back on your shoulders, and that usually helps.
I'll pass on that one. I would pass out. Anyways, hope you get to feel better, Dave. Go ahead, Rusty.
Bailed out. Well, 73's Tom, and sorry it was a short one, but I need to get moving on this thing I'm doing here, so I'll talk to you later. KB, I'm sorry, N0TR, KB4CBA, clear.
Okay, Dave, no, we got to talk a lot earlier, and that's just fine. Good luck on your project, N0TR. Rusty, you might have got a phone call. Anyways, I'm going back outside and date this battery. KB4CBA, W2T, and 0TR is clear for now.